Hannah. I pull my cakes out of the oven. The tops are spongy and golden brown. I exhale heavily with relief and set them out on wire racks to cool. I've tried and tried, but I am unable to get into my baking flow today. I just can't disappear into the rhythm of measuring and mixing the way I normally do. Maybe I'm just too distracted to bake. I keep thinking of last night with Archie, replaying the entire evening over and over in my mind. It was so romantic, I think now, him taking me into the woods like that, and then later sneaking me once again into the east wing, to his bed. I bite back a smile, remembering the rest. I've never had anyone act so passionately toward me or say the things he did. I wonder if this is what a real adult relationship feels like, and I have been selling myself short all this time. I know what Archie would say, that I deserve to be treated like a queen. It's hard for me not to stare at him as he moves confidently around the tent, chatting with the rest of the contestants. I try not to feel hurt that he hasn't come by my table yet. He's just doing his job, I tell myself, and you should be too. But my hands are clumsy, and I struggle to complete each basic step of my recipe. Stomach full of jitters, I try to carefully pull my cakes out of their silicone molds. My hands are unsteady, trembling as I pull the sides away. I watch with horror as one of the cakes sticks, leaving a jagged chunk in the bottom of the mold as I peel it away. This has never happened before. I am so careful normally. Panic springs up in my chest. The remaining sponge is a tragedy, with a good portion of its golden crust ripped away, exposing its soft white innards. My eyes sting with embarrassment. A camera operator catches it all. The worry on my face as I pry the missing pieces out of the mold. My pathetic attempt to salvage it by fitting the pieces together on top of my sponge. I feel them focusing on my every flaw. I try to keep a smile on my face. No one likes a young lady with a scowl, I hear my mom scolding me. I strain my facial muscles, willing myself to stay calm, look pretty, as they move in closer. I look quickly to make sure Archie hasn't seen me mess up, and am relieved that this time he is engaged in conversation with Lottie. There we go, just like a puzzle piece, I chirp for them, though I can hear the strain in my voice. Won't matter once there's icing involved. I hope that's true, but the way things are going for me so far today, I'm not sure. Though I've managed to fit the cake back together, the seam is still clearly visible, a jagged line of crumbly white cake that threatens to topple off the top entirely. I wonder about trying a different icing to cover up the whole mess, but I feel unsteady as well, unsure what to do. I try not to look up as Archie bypasses my table yet again with two of the camera crew and goes to talk to Pradumna. As I crouch down next to my station to pull out a new mixing bowl, I hear his laugh and feel a sharp stab of jealousy. I try to remind myself that it's silly to compare myself with Pradumna, of all people. Archie is just doing his job. Remember what he said, I tell myself. I am the one who he thinks is so talented I can be a professional baker, and not just that. One day, you will be as successful as Betsy Martin, Hannah. I think of him this morning telling me how beautiful I am, murmuring it into my hair as he held me. I almost laugh with relief. I am the one who woke up in his bed this morning, not them. I'd left while he was still sleeping, slipping through the halls in my stockinged feet and sneaking back to my room so that I had plenty of time to get ready for filming. Just as I'd thought, the scratches from his sharp whiskers had left a ruddy rash across my cheeks and chin. I'd attempted to cover it with makeup, dotting it on with a sponge until I was satisfied that there was nothing that could be seen. I reach up and touch my chin. In the harsh light of the tent, I worry that my face is starting to peel. Still crouching, I pull out a shiny measuring cup, angling it so that I can see my reflection distorted in the bottom. I can see some redness, but nothing as bad as I'd feared. I shove the cups away and breathe heavily. I worry that by leaving without a word this morning, I may have hurt his feelings. Maybe Archie thought I was the one abandoning him. The possibility knocks me sideways. Suddenly, I can hardly handle not talking to him, telling him how much I loved our evening, that I don't regret a second of it, and I can't wait for many more dates and to see the places he'd promised to show me out in L.A. I look over at him, bantering with Pradyumna about cocoa powder. I try to catch his eye. I want him to acknowledge me so I can reassure myself everything is okay. Then, just maybe, I can still get into my baking flow. But he remains stubbornly focused. I try to let it go for now, to go back to my own bake. I rush to the refrigerator for some heavy cream, then back to my station. As I lean down to pull out a mixing bowl, Archie's voice drifts over to me from Pradyumna's table.
"I'll leave you to it, then. Enough distraction."
There is some shuffling around my table, and I breathe a sigh of relief as I feel the heat of the camera lights on my scalp. I stand up, smiling widely in anticipation. But when I pop up at my table, it isn't Archie standing in front of my table. It's Betsy Martin. She leans over the ripped sponge, looking down over her nose, inspecting it with a look of disapproval on her face. She says nothing for a moment, and I nervously fill in the gap with an explanation. "I used silicone molds. I've never done that before. I didn't realize that they would get so sticky." She frowns.
"Can you tell me about the flavors in your cake?"
I swallow. "Yes, of course. It's a raspberry cream cake. Vanilla and raspberry swirls were my favorite candy flavor as a child."
"So just last year?" Betsy smirks.
I smile, my nicest smile, but inside I'm fuming that she'd made a joke at my expense. If Betsy approves of the flavor pairing, she gives nothing away.
"And what are you using for your raspberry flavoring?"
"One of the sponges has freeze-dried raspberry pieces," I say, my voice rising to a squeak at the end. Her lips press together. I feel like I should offer her something more. "And I'm making a raspberry jelly, actually, to place between the layers and the buttercream. It's in the freezer, firming up." It's a lie. I haven't even considered it until now. But I can't let her look at me like I am some silly kid who hasn't thought things through. Her eyebrows shoot up.
"That's a surprising choice with this weather, but a good idea. Will be hard for a jelly to firm up in time."
"Oh, I think it will all come together," I say, smiling and hoping there is no fear in my eyes to give me away. She gives me a knowing smile.
"Sometimes we must do what we can to keep our mistakes a secret, don't we?"
The words slice through me like a knife. I stop fussing with my cake and look up at her. Does she know about me and Archie? She holds my gaze a moment longer and then turns abruptly from my table.
45 minutes left, she calls out sharply.
Archie glances my way, but his expression is unreadable. Before I can even react, he turns away and whispers something in Melanie's perfect ear. I try to push away the feelings of jealousy that bubble up as he pulls back and they smile at each other. I think of the way he looked at me last night.
"You're a star, Hannah," he'd said. "I can't wait for you to realize it, too."
I want to show Archie that I do realize it. I want to be a star. I'm ready for my ascent. And nobody is going to stop me. Suddenly, I know exactly what I have to do.